Israel is responsible for the terrorist act of killing six Hezbollah fighters, one of them being the son of the former military leader of Hezbollah, Imad Mughniyeh. Jihad Mughniyeh, as well as an Iranian commander of the Revolutionary Guards, Mohammed Ali al-Adadi. This was done by an Israeli drone flying over Syrian territory in the Golan Heights. Of course, this is a total violation of international law, but nothing is being said by the United Nations. Where is the condemnation by the United Nations? Also in Bahrain, more protesters are dying from the violent crackdown on the people who are demanding their human rights. More leaders are being arrested, both human rights leaders and spiritual leaders. Where is the condemnation by the UN? The West, led by the United States, is using illegal sanctions against Russia to bring Moscow to its knees because Russia does not want an anti-Russian regime propped up next to it. In Yemen, as the Houthis are gaining more power and asking the government to abide by their commitments, which are being ignored, they have taken over more significant places. And guess what? The UN has condemned the exertion of power by the Houthis, by the people. Thus, it seems, when it is in the interest of some Western states, the UN closes its eyes, as it did with the killing of Iran's nuclear scientists. Or if it is in the West's behalf, they can even see things that don't exist. Thus, perhaps it is time that the people of the world open their eyes to the reality of what the United Nations really is and why it was created. It was not set up to protect all the people of the world or to make sure that everyone is treated equally. It was set up to ensure that those in power stay in power. The UN is not the equalizer, but the unequalizer to make sure the status quo remains the same. And now it is up to the people of the world to decide that it is time that they take their rights in their own hands. That's the only way that they will ever attain true equality.